Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, editor at Buyer's Meeting Point and the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report on Business began in 1917, and it was originally started to provide the United States government with information on manufacturing activity in the New York metro area against the backdrop of World War I. To this day, nearly 100 years later, it remains a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. Each month, ISM member companies in the New York metro area respond to a survey of questions designed to assess their current and future outlook on a number of economic indicators, including business conditions, employment, revenues, prices paid, and volume of purchases. As the business survey chair, I take those monthly responses, seasonally adjust them as necessary, and then provide the results in a straightforward, time-tested report. The August ISM New York Report on Business was released on September 2nd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will be sure to include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. As I share the following key numbers from this month's report, keep in mind that the survey results are compiled as diffusion indices. To arrive at each index, the percent of positive responses are combined with half of those responding to the conditions that remain the same. A reading of 50% means no change from the prior month. Greater than 50% indicates a faster pace of activity, and less than 50% means a slower rate. In other words, think of every number in relation to the 50% mark. Above is growth, below is contraction, and at 50%, they've seen no change. This month, short-term expectations seem measured, with volume of purchases, revenues, and expected revenues all either contracting or staying flat. The current business conditions return to 47.5, nearly the exact same level reported in June, after rising to a seven-month high of 60.7 in July. Despite this reversal in current business conditions, the six-month outlook increased to 65.5 in August, a significant increase in activity and the highest level reported since February. The interesting thing about the contrast between current and future expectations that we see this month is that 6 months from now, we will be about a month into someone's first term as President of the United States. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to make this political, but generally speaking, businesses despise uncertainty. Potential good news, potential bad news, it's all the same because it's uncertain. The fact that we don't know who will win in November led to my selection of Looking Forward to 2017 as this month's report title. Employment rose to 54.9 in August, showing an increased pace of growth for only the second time in 12 months. Quantity of purchases came in at 44.6 in August, falling slightly from the levels seen in June and July, but staying well above the seven-year low of 37.5 reported in May. News for the top line and forward guidance moved into neutral or negative territory. Current revenues were 50, that break-even point, in August, indicating no change from July. Expected revenues fell, albeit staying in growth territory, to 57.1 in August. Cost pressures reversed the recent downward trend as prices paid increased to 60.3 in August. Now, one of the challenges I've created for myself in taking over this report last month from the previous business survey chair is to make sure this report is not created by procurement and purchasing for the market at large, but that it is also useful to procurement. This month, I'd say that the procurement takeaway is to question the influence your outlook, either short-term or long-term, is having on your decisions. Are you subconsciously hedging or altering the timing of your decisions because of what you think is going to happen? Force yourself to articulate any contextual factors, such as your own perception of uncertainty, that might be changing your decisions. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to not take that into account, but be sure to recognize it for what it is and call it out in any discussions around timing and decisions. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the August ISM New York Report on Business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page so that you can download it, look at the numbers for yourselves, and view the trend charts. Remember to check back with me on October 4th for the release of the September report. Until then, this is Kelly Barner, editor of Buyer's Meeting Point and Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business, signing off. Thank you so much for joining us.